Yeah. That's the way in Yidikot. Again, Yidikot, Torah and Tainus, Domi, Mochinami, Hogumayaskin, and the Katoy and Tainus, Pesach Pesuach. That's what the Braisa means. When you marry a Begeris, there's no time to Pesach Pesuach. Right. Then it said, Sumchasayim, Mishumar Bimeya, that Suma ain't law Tainus Pesulim. If you marry a blind girl, and then at the night of the chuppah you find out that she doesn't have psulim, there's no tainus psulim, there's not called the mekach tois, she's still your wife, you start to give her the ksuba. For the Gemara, my time with the sumchis, what's the reason of sumchis? Why is a suma blind girl different? Rab Zera says like this, mefnei shenechbetes agabe karka, because the fact she doesn't have psulim, it's not a proof that another man lived with her before this, but rather we would say she fell on the floor. She fell on the floor, and stopped, she hurt herself there, and the basulim fell out. So that's why she doesn't have basulim. Not because she lived with another man, but stopped, they fell out because she hurt herself. For the Gemara, so, kula nami chavuti mechvate. All young girls like fall and hurt themselves. So why only a blind girl do you say this? What about a healthy girl that could see? If you say the same thing by a girl that could see also. And the Gemara, no. Kula royes. All girls, when they fall and hurt themselves there, they look and see what happened. Omaras limam. And they show it to their mother. And Mela, like especially there, if they hurt themselves, they start bleeding there, they show their mother. So the mother knows what happens. We know that they're called bula. That it's called upon them, they're like a mukatsites. They're not a psula. So Mela, when you get married to such a girl, the mother should have told you beforehand that she's not a psula. So a normal girl, if the mother didn't tell you this beforehand, you have a right to say for sure she's a psula. Therefore, when you live with her the first time and you came out, she's a bula, you could have complaints. Mashenken zu, this girl that's assumed as blind, ain't a roya. When she falls and hurts herself, she doesn't see the blood there. So meila viena marilima, she doesn't show it to her mother, she doesn't complain to her mother. Therefore, her mother does not know anything that happens to her. So her mother, as far as the mother's concerned, she's a regular psula. So when you marry a suma, a blind girl, the husband has to know in advance that it's very possible she's a muketzeitz, she doesn't have besulim. And therefore you should have spoken it out before. And if you didn't speak it out before, it's not the pshat that she's making a tois, that she fooled you, but you fooled yourself, you should have realized it. Therefore there's no tainus besulim by a suma. But then it says, the ayot says mishum shemra ein lo leknas lepitoi. A lady that has to go out, you give her a get, because there's a shemra. Tashu, the shemra means the husband complains and has edim that she lived with another man. We after the kedushin, after he married her, she lived with somebody else. So the din is ain't lo knas lepidi. She doesn't get knas. For the Gemara, hayotis mishum shemra. If mamish, there was a shemra that she lived with another man, that's why she has to go out. For the Gemara, baskili, she'd get skila. Not she was married and she lived with another man. So therefore, she for sure should not get knas. So Tosha speaks out, it doesn't mean to say because of Komlei, but the Rabbi Nei. Like the Chura, she gets Knag, Skila, because she lived with a man. So what does it got to do with Knas, though? So the Pshat is like this, we're saying now that if she lived with another man, she's a Bula. So if she's a Bula, she lived with somebody first, so now if somebody's Manas, so there's no Knas. Knas is only if you're Manas a Nara. It has to be a Nara Basula, a girl that didn't live with a man. Here, Lechur, if she's going out now because she lived with another man besides her own husband, that she's Chayaskila, so she lived with a man already. So Pshita, there's no Knas. What do you have to tell me now? There's no Knas. Samar Rav Sheshes, Hochikama. This is what the Braisa means to say. Mi sheyotza leo shame Rabbi Yaldusa. Not that she was married and she has to get now, she's going out because there were Edim, that she lived with another man. There are no Edim around. We don't know if she ever lived with a man or not. Just there was a Shemra. There was a rumor going around town. Mishayotso la Shemra. There was a rumor going around town by Yadusa. When this girl was a young girl, there was a rumor going around that she lived with a man. So such a girl, the din is, ain lo leknas lepitli. If later on, when she becomes a Nara, if somebody's manasa, somebody's mafata, talks her into it, you don't have to pay a knas. Master, because of the rumor that says that she was a bula, we believe the rumor, and therefore we don't have to pay a knas. That's what the Brice was saying. So the Chur Amar Papa says, if so, Shema mean if me, there should be a proof. That Hai Shtara, if you have a star, a regular star halvo, a star that says that Ruvein owes Shimon $100. Reya, if there's something wrong with it, there's like we're assuming to see, it means a rumor goes out that says that this star was forged, just the rumor went out about it, Le Magvinim Bei, you should not collect from it. Just like it's saying here, if somebody was manas, this girl, this Nara, so really you have to pay a kenas. But we say, since there was a rumor going on when she was young, that she lived with a man, because of the rumor, we believe the rumor to say she doesn't get the money. See, here also, if there's a rumor going around that this shtar was forged, even though the shtar says that Reuben owes $1,000, he doesn't have to pay it. Because of a rumor, we say the shtar is no good. So Gemara says, hey chidami, what are we talking about? If you want to tell me stam a curl, stam a rumor went around that this shtar was forged, the kavosli hoch here also. The nafikol akola desanoi, that time there was a rumor going around town that when this girl was young, she had znus with somebody, she lived with a man, and that's why you're telling me now when she comes a nara, if somebody's manasa, you don't have to pay a kenas. Ivo Amar Rava said, Yotzal Hashem Mizanabir. If there's only a rumor, there's no real proof for it, there's no edim. Just a rumor, some vibes talk. They talk that this girl had znus. Is the law chayin cheshish in law. You don't have to be afraid of it. Rava says what rumors go around don't mean anything. If we don't have edim to prove it, just on the fact of a rumor means ain't cheshish in law. We don't have to be afraid of it. That she's still called a regular b'sula, even a kain can marry her, and he avadish lav kanas. So that can't be the case over there that we said of a shemra, means just on a rumor went out that she doesn't get kanas. Just because of a rumor, we would not say that she's a b'sula. She's a bula. So Mora says, Elo, the case is like this. The also betray, two Adam came and said like this, the story was like this. The Amri, they said, Lidithu, Tivasinu Bisura, that this girl came over to us and wanted to have znus with us. She like told them, let's live together. So that's what they said. The Surah. And the Adam said, we didn't do it. But I call upon him, they see that this girl is a girl that wants to have znus. So in such a case, we have to be afraid, just like she asked these two men, most probably she went to ask other men, and eventually she found somebody to live with. So therefore, we have to be afraid that she's a bula, and therefore we don't have to pay the kenas. So you want to tell me now, the kavos of the same case is hocham. The same case is by Ishtar also. The what? The also by Shrei. Two Adam came. The Amri and Selah did two, Omalu Zaifali. The two Adam said that this Malva, this Reuven came to us and said, write me up, forge me up a shtar to say that Shimon owes me $1,000. So two Adam says that we know Reuven came to me and asked us to write him up a false shtar. That was the case. So in such a case, he's telling us the shtar is no good. Well, since we see this Reuven asked two Adam to sign false, even though they do not do it, we have to be afraid most probably Reuven found another two Adam that agreed to sign false. And two Adam signed this full shtar. That's why you can't use the shtar. That's the case. For the Gemara, no. Bishleim ahosam, bishleim by case of the girl. It's good. Why we're afraid that most probably she found somebody to live with. Why? Hosam shchichi prutzin. There are a lot of men that want to have znus also. So she's looking around for it. Most probably she'll find somebody. Therefore, since these two Adam said that she even came to them, we're afraid that she did live with a man. Elohocha, but over here, Emuhuchsak, we know true, this Malva, this Reuven, he wants to get somebody to write him up a false star. He wants to get a star upon Shimon, that Shimon should have to pay him $1,000. We know that's what Reuven wants to do. But Kol Yisrael Mehuchsaku, like would anybody else go and sign it? Like why should we be afraid Adam signed false? True, Reuven wants such a star to be written. But where in the world is he going to find Adam to do it? Usually Adam don't sign a star false. Like midiraisa the chazaka, Adam achsuma mal ashtar nasik mishenechir v'dusim abezdin. Midiraisa we say upon a star, it's a very chashuv thing, it's a big thing, and people don't sign false on a star. So true, this guy wants to find, but who says he'll ever find? And the Gemara no hochinam here also. Kivon the kol mahadar as yufa, since he's looking after people to forge a star for him, ema the yufa zayfav akosuv. We'll have to be afraid that even if he doesn't find it, Rashi says, "Who ats my lomid lechavin?" He himself will go and do it. Even if he can't find somebody else, he's so desperate to do it, he'll go and learn how to do it himself. So therefore, it's like a true, we are afraid that maybe he'll come and be Messiah to his own star. That's the case over here. Not from the fact that rumors went around, but that two Adim spread the rumors, and they had a good reason to spread it. Because the two Adim said that we know the way this girl came to us, and the two Adam say, we know the way this Malva came to us to have a full star written. So in these two cases, we're not afraid the star is false, when it's afraid that she is a bula, therefore she doesn't get knas. Yeah. Now the next Mishnah says like this. V'yelu shein lan knas. These are girls that if you manas them, you don't have to pay them knas. Is ha'bu'al ala gyeris. If you manas a gyeris, a girl that became, she was a goy, and she became a Jew, but after she was 3 years old, who adim v'ala shruya? If you have a Jewish girl that was captured by the goyim, after she was 3 years old, and then they freed her, v'ala shivcha, or else you have a shivcha, that after she's 3 years old, she niftu, that we free, that we paid the ransom, v'shenazgaru, this goya became a Jew, v'shenashtachru, this shivcha became freed, yeseiro is al b'noi sholoshen v'yemechod, after they were ready 3 years old, the lachra, they don't get kenas, because these girls were afraid, they did live with men, a goya, a shiksa, were afraid has nus, so if she was 4 years old when she was a goya, we're afraid a man lived with her when she was 4 years old. Therefore, she's called the bula. So even though now she's a mezgayer, but we're afraid that she's a bula, she doesn't get knas. If she was caught by the goyim also, we say the goyim lived with her. So she's older than 3 years old, she has a din bula now, she doesn't get knas. Who are din? A shivcha also. Shivcha has nus. Therefore, if she was older than 3 years old when she was a shivcha, we're afraid the goyim lived with her, she lived with a man, and therefore she doesn't have knas. Rav Yehuda Weimer, Shavuya Sheniftis, Harei B'Kdushosai. No, Rav Yehuda says, even though a Jewish girl was captured by the Goyim, and we freed her, still she's B'Kdushosai. That we say what? Nobody touched her. Nobody lived with her. Afa Pishe G'dayla. Even though she's a G'dayla, she's a bigger girl, still Rav Yehuda says, we're not afraid the Goyim live with her. And therefore she's Mutta, she gets Knas. Now Vaita, Ha'bo'al Bitoi. Let's say a man is minus his own daughter. Al Bas Bitoi, his granddaughter. Al Bas Benoi, his granddaughter from his son. Or else Al Bas Ishtoi, he marries a lady, but this lady already had a daughter from somebody else, and he lives with that daughter. Here is Chayiv Mrs. Bezdin. Or else Al Bas Beno, or else on his wife's granddaughter, or else Al Bas Bito, or else also his granddaughter from his mother, from his wife. Is Ein Len Knas, if you manas those girls, you don't have to pay Knas. Why? Mifnei Shem is Chayiv Benavshoi. These girls, Yechayiv Mrs. Bezdin on. Shem Yisosam Bidei Bezdin. And the Klal is, V'cholam Yechayiv V'nafshoi and Mishalim Amin. We say, Kom Leib D'Rabminei. Whenever you have a Chiv Misa Bidei Odom, we say you don't have to pay money. If you did like one action or the two same time, two Chiyuvim come like here. If you're honest, you live with your own daughter, the same Maiso, Yechayiv to pay Knas. And you chayiv to get Mrs. Bezdin for living with your own daughter. We say the klal is come leib the rav minei. We give you the misa and your father from the money. Why? Shenamar Apostle says v'im lo yia osan onish yonish. Says there when you punch the pregnant lady and you kill her and they kill the kid, it's like this. If you kill her, you don't have to pay the money for the vlad. But im lo yia osan, if you don't kill the mother, you only caused her to have a miscarriage. Then onish yonish, you have to pay the money of the vlad. So we see, when do you pay money? When you did not kill her, when you're not chayiv misa. But when you kill her, that you chayiv misa, you're potter for paying money. So that's the pasuk of kom leib rab minei. That's the pshat this mishnah. On the girls that are chayiv misa to you bezdin, then you're potter from kenas. The mom Reb Yechanan, Reb Yehuda, now mishnah that says a shvuy, even though she was captured by the goyim, we're not afraid the goyim live with her. Reb Yehuda and Reb Yehuda amru dav rechad. They both say the same thing. Reb Yehuda or the Amarnav. Yehuda is what it says in our Mishnah. That even though this girl was captured by the Goyim, when she's freed, we still say she's a psula. And if somebody's manasa, you have to pay a kenas. Reb Yehuda the Tanya. Shavuya, a girl that was captured by the Goyim. If she's a bas koyin, is a chelas betruma. Diva Reb Yehuda. If after we free her, she's still lari truma. So Rashi says, a chelas betruma, v'loi mechaskinen lo becheskas bula. We're not afraid that maybe she lives with a guy. If she lives with a guy, she becomes a halala like, she's a psula, and she can't eat truma anymore. So Reb Yehuda says, even though this Jewish bas kahanis was captured by the goyim, we're not afraid they live with her, and therefore she's allowed to eat truma. So that's the same shit to Reb Yehuda and Reb Yehuda. And Omer Reb Yehuda says, V'chima osa lo arvi alaz. What are these goyim, these Arabs, these Arabs going to do with her? V'chim evnei shem miyach lo bein dodeh, feel they touch her breasts. Et paslum en akuna, you want a pasla from kuna? In other words, we're not afraid that they'll live with her, actually have beer with her. And most they'll touch her. But to say they'll have beer with her to make a psulim and akuna, that we're not afraid. She has a chesk of kashrus, when their mother didn't have beer with her, and therefore she's still ksheiratit truma, and what the Nebbi Yehuda says, she would get kenas. What? See, that's these two shittas, Reb Doisa and Nebbi Yehuda. So the Gemara maybe no. Omar Rabbi says, Dilma lohi, maybe they're both not totally zebizeh. Maybe yad kan loy kam Reb Yehuda hochelo shlo yechot en iska. Maybe Reb Yehuda only said over here, shlo yechot en iska. Now a Mishnah. Reb Yehuda says, if a man is this type of a girl, he says he has to pay a knas. You know why? Because what's going to be, even if, let's say, a goyim live with her, let's say she really is a bula. So what are we doing? We're making this man pay money. That's not so gefelich. Because the other way is to say the man doesn't have to pay the money minasafik. And that we don't want to do. Shelo yechot niska. We don't want this man that did an avera that was manasa to win on, to gain on the deal. So therefore we have a doubt whether the girl is a bula or a psula, we'll go to chumri and say the man has to pay the kanas. Because since he's a chayt, he did something wrong to her, we want to make it hard, strict upon the man. We don't want the chayt to be niska to gain on the deal. Therefore, even though we have a doubt that maybe she's a bula, still we'll say you have to pay a knas. Avol hosa, maybe over there, if she could eat shumer or not, there it's a shell, and this is the raisa, maybe krabon and tzirulei. Maybe a bat of Yehuda would agree that a girl that was captured by the goyim, if she's a bas goyim, she can't eat truma now. Because about that, we have to be afraid maybe the goyim did live with her, and she's psula to eat truma. Inami, maybe the other way. That ad kam lo kam Reb Doisa, maybe even Reb Doisa only said his pshat hosam, el of a truma the rabbonin. Maybe he only said it by truma either of Paris. That's only midrabbanan. There were makel to say that most probably the girl did not live with her. Ah, but kanas the iraisa. Here's the shaila mid iraisa when the man lives with her that he has to pay kanas the dim mid iraisa. If she's a bula, if the goyim lived with her before, you don't have to pay a kanas. So the shaila be avichiv mid iraisa not maybe rabbanan sviulei. Maybe Reb Doisa also agrees to say you potter from paying. Only that in the Rabbonin will machmir to say that she, not machmir will make her. In the Rabbonin will make her to say that the goyim didn't live with her. But maybe in Dina de Reis, we have to be machmir to be afraid the goyim did live with her. And therefore maybe the man does not have to pay kenas. So male that not totally zebzer, Rabbi Daisy Shit and Rabbi Yudhi Shit is not totally zebzer. Omalay Abaye said, the time of Rabbi Yehuda Hocham, Shlo Yechot and Isker, is it true that's the swear of Rabbi Yehuda, that we don't want a man that did something wrong to gain on the deal? But Tanya, we learned like this, Rabbi Yehuda Aymer, Shavuya Shenishbis, a girl, a Jewish girl that was captured by the Goyim, Harei Bigdushasa, you should know she's Becheskas, that she's still a Bsula, they didn't live with her, Afilu Bas Ese Shonim, even if she's what, 10 years old, Ksubosu Masayim, still, the ksuv is $200. So you see why? According to Reb Yehuda, we say for sure that she's a pure psula. That's why she gets a ksuv of $200. Because for us, Mashlo Yechot and Isker, if Reb Yehuda swears only that the man that did a chet, we don't want to gain on the deal, what kind of gaining is it over here? The husband didn't do anything wrong. The husband marries her now. We want to know how much of a ksuv does he have to pay her? This girl was captured by the goyim. Do we have to be afraid that she lived with the goyim and therefore she's a bula? She only gets $100, or she a psula? Reb Yehuda says yes, she's still a psula. She gets $200. So what kind of chayter is it over here? Now the Gemara hosam nami dilma mimniv lo nasvila. We're afraid also people won't marry her. Therefore, since dilma mimniv lo nasvila, people won't marry her. Therefore, we have to tell her to say that she's a psula. Rashi, Dominu Maslo, Ipoch Suksuboso, if you make a ksubales, Meshavis la Becheskas Bula, or Machikolo Afilu Yisrael, Goy Yidin won't want to marry her anymore. So that's why the bottom will also make clear to Nemon that she's still a psula, that people should go and marry her. For the Maravisov, Reb Yehuda, Vigdushase Kaim, is the truth of Reb Yehuda says the girl that was captured by the Goyin. We said they didn't live with her, and she's still tore. For Tanya, we learned, if somebody frees, pays the ransom, pays the money to get back a girl that was captured by the goyim, Yisena, he's allowed to marry her. Mayit bo, let's say you say this. So Rashi says, Kosago daitech the apoy de koi. Shemoyim mayit bo, so nivolo, levit chavim, lo yesienu im kainu. that if the person that frees her is saying Edus, that I know she didn't live with any goyim there, then lo yisienu. If you're a kohen, you're not let her marry her. We'll soon see why. Because the halacha is, if a girl that lived with a guy, a kohen can't marry her now. A regular Yisrael, she's allowed to marry. Just a kohen, she can't marry. So Rabbi Yehuda, when Rabbi Yehuda says no, ben kach or ben kach lo yisienu. Yehuda says, no matter who it is, whether you stand the poyde, whether you're saying Edus, you're not let her marry her. For the Gemara, gufa kasha. Or Marat, first you're telling me now, ha poyde, sa shvuya yisienu. First you say the one that freed her is allowed to marry her. So we never mind that what she did not live with the goyim. Vod Tanya, then you're telling me now, mayid bo, that if you say Edis, that you know she did not live with them, lo yisienu. He can't marry her. What kind of swear is that? Mishum de mayid bo lo yisienu? Because you're saying Edis that she didn't live with a man, that's why you can't marry her. If anything fakert. If you know for sure she didn't live with the goyim, savad you let her marry her. And the marhol akash, that's not akasha. Hochi koma. This is what the Brisa means to say. Ha poides ha-shvuya. When you free the shvuya, umeyid bo, and you yourself know for sure that she did not live with the goyim, you could say, hey, this, yithienu. Then you're allowed to marry her. Meyid bo kedi, but if you stam say, hey, this stam like this, then we say, lo yithienu. You're not allowed to marry her then. Trashi di lav di kimle begavo l'shadi zuzi b'chdi shreli sienu padu. Because if you went to spend the money because she wanted to marry her, so then we believe you when you're telling us that she didn't live with the goyim. Because if you have any doubt, why would you spend the money? Like you're spending the money now in order to marry her. So for sure you know what you're talking about, that she didn't live with any goyim, and therefore we believe you. But if you just start saying, Edith, that you know she didn't live with any goyim, but you're not paying any money, so we're afraid that you don't know the truth. Therefore, we don't believe you. But our kopon and mikomokim kasha of Rabbi Yehuda. It's a kasha of Rabbi Yehuda. Here it says that if you didn't pay the money for the ransom, you just said Edith that she didn't live with a guy, she's also to you. So what do we see according to Rabbi Yehuda? We're afraid that if she was captured by the goyim did live with her. Our Rabbi Yehuda says we're not afraid the goyim live with her. I'm a Rav Popper says like this. Aima said better like this. Rabbi Yehuda Aima ben kachu ben kach yisienu. Had the girsa before was, he says in both cases he can't marry her. That has changed the girsa and say no, Benkach, whether you're saying Edis and paying money, or whether you're just saying Edis, yisienu, you're allowed to marry her. Because Rabbi Yehuda Shittos is very good. Rabbi Yehuda holds that even though the girl was captured by the goyim, we're not afraid the goyim live with her. Rav Huna, brother of Yeshua, Omer, Liyarlam Kiriktani, not like we learned, that what Rabbi Yehuda says, you can't marry her. Why? Because she's Becheska, that she did live with the goyim. I, before Rabbi Yehuda says, we're not afraid to go and live with her. So Marit's like this, the only Kiriktoni. And Rabbi Yehuda ledivrayim de Rabbonin komalu. Rabbi Yehuda is arguing back according to the Rabbonin, and saying like this. Lididi, according to me, myself, Rabbi Yehuda, ben kachu ben kach yisienu. Me, myself, I hold that when a girl is captured by the goyim, I'm not afraid to live with her. So no matter what there is, whether there's Edim there, not Edim, whether you paid money, didn't pay money, you're allowed to marry her. Even though you're a Kohen, you have a right to say she didn't live with the goyim. Elulah did chul, but according to you, Rabbonin, that you say usually a shvuya, a girl that was captured by the goyim, we're afraid to live with her. Elulah did chul, the chura, benkach or benkach loyeth the enemy boyle. It should be just the opposite. Both ways, you can't marry her, because you should be afraid that the goyim live with her. For Rabbonin, the Rabbonin answered back, no. Ha poid this a shvuya, if you pay the money to free the girl. Omeyed bo, and you yourself say Edith, like you yourself know that she did not live with the goyim, yisienu. We let you get married to her, even though you're a kohen. Why? There's a svara loishad yinish zuze bichdi. A person doesn't throw away his money for nothing. So Mela, when you're paying the money now, it's like you know 100% she didn't live with the goyim. Therefore, we trust you. Mashenke neye bo kedi. Stam, you come and say Edith, that you think or you say you know. That what? That you're saying, you're not paying money, you're just I'm coming and telling us that she did not live with the goyim, we don't believe you. You know why? Lo yisienu, we say you can't marry her, because we're afraid, Shema ein of nosimbo. Maybe you looked at her and you liked her. And you know that the halacha is, since she was captured by the goyim, she has a din buler on her, that the goyim live with her, and she's also to you. So you know that Bezin is not going to let you marry her. So you know what you're going to do? You'll lie, and you go to Bezin and say, I know the goyim didn't live with her. That's what we're afraid about. So therefore, if you say Edis, that you know she didn't live with the goyim, and you want to marry her, we don't let you marry her. Because we're afraid you're a liar. And the only reason why you're saying is because you like her.
But in the case where you pay the money, you pay the ransom, then we say we're not afraid. A person won't do it. Even though you like her, but you know you're a kohen, you're not let her marry you, so we're not afraid you go and throw away your money for nothing. Therefore, there we believe you. Another verse says, Rami Leira Papa, Rami Leira Papa by Shmuel Rabbi Yosef. The Papa is the kasha to Rabbi Yosef. The Sov of Rabbi Yehuda. Is it true that Rabbi Yehuda holds the girl that was captured by the Goyim? We say the Goyim didn't live with her. And she's like a still Kedusha. She's like a Psula still. But Tanya, we're not like that. That a Giyarish and his Garav Rosadam, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda. All right, we'll stop here.